What's up, besties, and welcome to this episode of Pillows and Beer. I feel like this is just like a good old-fashioned episode, and I thought I was going to have some special kind of intro, but hanging with my besties, Craig and Mr. Norris, and what's up, everybody? What's going on? Craig, well, are you at? Craig's at home. Craig's in the podcast studio. I'm at home. And Nick is moonshining.
Yeah, he's shining. He's got a still out in the mountains. That's why he looks so tired.
And our elf in the shelf, as Craig once called him, which made me laugh out loud. Our elf in the
shelf. Yeah, now everybody keeps DMing us that. It's like, oh, you guys really got to make a shirt with Nick as an elf on the shelf.
I think it's really funny.
Fuck all y'all. That is funny. Not that small.
Dude, I don't think that's what it is at all. It's just like a funny. And our elf on the shelf, Mr. Nick Norris.
I'm in Delaware. I'm in Charleston. My parents.
I love it. Chris, do you know where he is?
No, I just pictured a flight board in my head. Austin and I got to work out today, which was great. And with our buddy Stacy.
Let me tell you how good that felt. It was so,
yeah, it was a good one.
It just felt so good to, after a long week of Thanksgiving and eating like crazy and as one should. I mean, if you're calorie counting over Thanksgiving, then I don't know what's worse, to calorie count on Thanksgiving or if your family runs 5Ks.
I
know it's a toss-up.
I do it a lot of times, but this one I told Paige, she's like, you're not even going to snack with me. And I was like, yes, I will. And my dessert intake was through the roof.
I didn't have any dessert that I'm thinking about it. I didn't have any dessert.
I had eggnog. I had pumpkin pie, apple pie, cherry pie. It was pretty much that. Fudge, chocolate brownies with peanut butter on the inside and vanilla ice cream on top.
Damn, Craig, that is hardcore. Sounds amazing. It sounds super delicious. So normally the desserts that we have, I know that Thanksgiving's over, but pecan pie and pumpkin pie, and it's like choose one of the two. Boom, boom.
Do you like pecan pie?
I do. I love it. And if you want to get fancy, then you just put on a scoop of vanilla ice cream. But I didn't have any dessert, and it's not because I didn't want it. I just don't remember it.
Pumpkin pie and Cool Whip are great.
When Paige says to you, "I want you to snack with me," what does that mean? What are you snacking on?
Just like when we're hungry, like eat whatever you want to eat. Don't be like all healthy.
Be cool, Craig. Don't be all healthy and uncool.
Yeah, like don't make me eat dessert alone.
Yeah, it's funny.
And like one of our, like we go through some bad candy phases, like at night. Like we love Mike and Ike's, but like different, like the tropical or the sour Mike and Ike's, we tear up.
And don't I know it, by the way, because when I go home and I spend an extended period of time with my dad, he has such a sweet tooth, Craig. And like I watch him, you know, and he doesn't even know it, you know, and he'll devour like a half a bag of, you know, whatever the hell. And then I get these crazy cravings as well. And I'll devour just like a whole thing of, you know, Mike and Ike's or this or that. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so my dad's son.
Yeah. I like chocolate. I'm in a chocolate covered almond kick.
Craig, chocolate covered almonds and chocolate covered
pretzels.
No, cashews. Chocolate covered cashews are turtles. No. That's a whole different ballgame. But no, just a chocolate covered cashew are my all-time favorite candy.
I've never had a chocolate covered cashew.
Really?
Never seen one. I found some protein packed like chocolate covered almonds that I like to snack on. It's probably not that healthier, but it is.
Is it dark chocolate?
Yeah, I'm a dark chocolate, guy. Like a little bit sweetened dark chocolate. Popcorn is our, like, are we snacking? It's going to be some popcorn. I just watched the movie Genie. It's right up my alley. Even a stretch for me, but did you guys see that?
No, but I did see it on my, you know, watch list or what'd you
Peacock
watch it
has it
on?
for free.
Okay, Peacock, Peacock. And what is
Genie
it
Mc.
exactly? Because obviously the only thing that I thought of was Aladdin.
Melissa McCarthy. Do I say her name wrong?
No, Melissa
No, Melissa
McCarthy.
McCarthy. So I came to the realization that she's my favorite actress, I think.
Whoa, Craig, that is a hot take. I'm not saying that it's a bad take.
It's
I'm
just
just saying
any
that's
movie
really
she's
funny to
in,
me.
I can click on and watch it. I can't usually watch movies more than once, but anything with her in, I can watch over and over, and they just make me, she just makes me happy. I don't know. She's my
All right.
feel-good actress of
All
this
right.
decade for me.
I'm thinking of two specific roles that I love her in. One is The Heat, where she plays opposite of Sandra Bullock, and the scene where they're in the bar, and I know it's the most played scene. You know, they have like a wild night, and she's like, "We gotta get the hell out of here." And she picks up that head she thinks is, you know, Melissa McCarthy, and it's like a biker dude. She's like, "Whoa!" So, I so appreciate the self-deprecation from Melissa McCarthy for sure. I think that she's like a goat of that. And then the other one is obviously Bridesmaids. Her role is quite hysterical. Yeah.
She's really funny in Spy, too.
Oh, no, wait, yeah. With Jude Law.
And Taken Guy.
Oh, wait, am I a Melissa McCarthy fan? I didn't even
Statham.
think of that. Like, that never even entered my mind, but I think I am
What? Oh,
that I'm a fan of
like
Melissa McCarthy.
Tammy, she's funny in when she steal. Well, no, then she's got the identity theft with Jason Bateman. The Heat is one of the best though with Sandra Bullock. Like you're just, it's hard to beat that one.
Don't know, man. Bridesmaids is like the best one where she's convinced that
Bridesmaids
you know
great.
that that you know her husband in real life. I don't know why I did that because it is her husband in real life, is an air marshal. And she's like, come on, I know it. I know it. And then shit goes down. He's like, you're under arrest because I'm an air marshal. She's like, I knew it. Yeah,
She
it's
puts her leg like over her
funny.
head.
Speaking of
So
things
yeah,
that you're watching,
that's
Craig, okay, so you watched Genie. Do you want to give me
we'll
like
let yeah.
a quick little
Well, I'll
rundown?
tell everyone what it is. It's a Christmas movie, and she's a genie.
Okay.
Lot of there's you just have to be in a mood to watch like a fun, don't argue about plot holes movie, and it's great.
Okay, so first off, thank you for that, Craig. If anyone's been on our Pillows and Beer tour, Craig, you know, kind of makes fun of himself that he has a inability to land the plane. And I'd say he landed the plane super quickly with that synopsis of Genie. It is a
Yep, that
movie
was
about
up and out.
Christmas and she's a genie. Okay, check
That's,
out.
I mean, that's it. That's the movie, and it's great.
Okay, now imagine that you are Siskel and Ebert, or is it Roger and Ebert? So imagine that you're the movie critic guys.
Roger
What
Ebert.
do you Yeah, but there's two of them, right? There's Siskel and Ebert.
Who are these people? I probably wouldn't get along with
That's
these
who,
people.
like before Rotten Tomatoes and shit, it was like Siskel and Ebert give it a two thumbs up. Like
Oh
you
yeah.
always saw that in previews
Well,
for
they
movies. What do
definitely,
you?
all of my favorite movies they hated, and the movies that they liked, I probably hated.
Okay, well, that's like my next point. So I want you to tell me what. Okay, fine. You are Rotten Tomatoes,
Rating,
Greg.
Craig
Yes.
rating 7.5.
See,
To 7.8.
now we have to look it up, right? Because I don't. Okay, so a
But
7.8, let's just say that that is a
the critics are going to get,
78%.
yes, that's what it is. The critics are going to give it a 18 to 22.
29%. Ooh,
Okay. So
see.
I said 18 to 22. But what's the user rating?
It's loading. User rating is a 68. So you're so a little above average. You're a little above
Yeah,
average, Craig.
wasn't that drastically off for
Okay.
me?
Okay. And now I'm appreciative of this conversation because I just had a convo where I watched a movie. I thought it was awesome, just like you just said. 7.8 for God's sakes, guys. Like, that means that that is a really good movie if it is rated that.
Well, I would never give. Wait, what? 68? No, I said 78. Rotten Tomatoes said 68. Yeah.
No, Rotten Tomatoes said 16. Wait, what did Rotten Tomatoes say, Nick?
The audience score was 68. The Rotten, right. Like the tomato meter score was 29%.
Okay.
So then this is.
I said 75 at first, but I love her. So 70. If she wasn't in this movie, I would have given it a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Well, that's what IMDb gave. Five.
So I just watched a movie. I rewatched one, right, that I've seen a bunch of times because I like doing that. And I loved it, right? And I was like, you know, man, I've never, you know, looked it up. And it got just a terrible score. And I'm like, what do I not see that all these critics see where they just like want to shit on a movie that we love? I don't get it.
Well, so that's what that new comedy with Bill Burr is, pretty much. It got like a 28%. And that's pretty much what his goal was, because it's him pretty much just doing jokes that all these newer people think isn't. They're like, oh, this is just, he's going, just making fun of everybody just to make fun of. I go, yeah, that's the point of the movie. He's making fun of you people. Yeah.
What was it called? I saw that.
Is it like old dads grown-ups or old guys or something like that?
Yeah.
Wait, Austin, what was yours?
I just watched Tag. Have y'all seen Tag?
Jeremy Renner.
With Jeremy Renner, with John Hamm, with Ed Helms, with the guy from New Girl, Jake, I don't know, but I love him. He's my favorite. And the cast is all-star. It's hilarious. And it's about this group of friends. And it's based on a true story about this group of friends that has played a consistent game of tag every year during the month of May. They've been playing it for 30 years. And a New York Times article was written about it. And they like dress up in, you know, disguise. And it's just like an excuse to visit friends and to tag, you know, someone, but it's only during the month of May. Anyways, they did a remake of it, or not a remake, but it's a true story. And I love it. I mean, I cry at the end. I absolutely cry.
It was hard
cry.
For me to follow. Yeah.
Oh.
And if there's not a happy ending, I don't know. I have like a negative feeling towards this movie.
But like Tommy Boy got a 39% on Rotten Tomatoes. And that to me is just.
Dude, it is about a friend group, Craig. And I don't want to spoil the ending, but
I feel like I was stressed out during it. So I need to I don't know. Yeah.
And to Rotten Tomatoes, I cannot. Because movies that I think are awesome, Rotten Tomatoes things suck. So there's that.
Well, here's a crazy thing about movies. You know,
tell us,
the
Craig.
Movie Kazam with Sinbad when we were little.
Yeah,
when Sinbad was a genie.
No, I think that was Shaq.
Yes,
yeah,
Shaq,
but there was one
Shaq
with Sinbad too.
There was one with Sinbad. Kazam was Shaq.
Oh,
and so I've been on this. Damn it. I forget what it's called. Basically, the movie never existed. And the movie, what they're saying now is that the movie never existed. And he came out, Sinbad, and was like, this movie never existed. It's a like rumor that went around when we were 9 years, like, you know, back like 10 years ago. And it just took off. And he's like, I never made that movie. And everyone's like, yes, you did. Like, we all watched that movie when we were kids. And it's called the, like, you know how Berenstain Bears is spelled differently now? It's like, it's all the effect that like time travel is real and there's shit that we remember as kids that doesn't exist anymore. And like, they're getting, it's harder and harder to hide it. Like they're just.
Okay. So that is the rumor. It's, if you go, it's like 1994, it's some, a bunch of articles on Sinbad playing Kazam. Then the real movie is Shaq with Kazam in it.
No, or no, Kazam, I remember Shaq watching the movie with Sinbad. That's the thing. I remember watching it.
Whoa, wait. Are you telling me that I couldn't find this if I Googled it?
No. Sinbad. You can't find it anymore. And now people on TikTok have the VHSs and they're like, guys, I have the VHS video.
We found Sinbad's Shazam genie movie. So it's Shazam.
Oh,
not
it's
Kazam.
Called the Mandela Effect. It's called the Mandela Effect. So the Mandela Effect is, I should have started by telling you guys this. So the Mandela Effect describes a phenomenon when a large group of people adopt a false memory about the same event or image, usually one associated with history or pop culture. So there's like here, like it comes from Nelson Mandela's death because he died in 2013, except like most people were like countless people distinctly remember him dying in prison in 1980.
Why are you doing this to me today, Craig? Okay.
Craig, do a full deep dive. So what's the difference between that and deja vu?
Like, remember in Britney Spears, because this is the opposite. They're trying to wipe our memories. Like, remember when, did Britney Spears wear a headset in the Oops, I Did It Again video, or did she not?
Dude, I'm reading about, Shazam. Say it again to me, Craig.
Okay. Did Britney Spears, remember in her Oops, I Did It Again outfit, like, in the music video, did she wear a headset?
That is when I 100% knew that I liked girls.
Okay, did she remember she wore that headset microphone, or did she not wear the headset?
She absolutely did, man. It's been a costume for years and years and years.
Yeah, so if you look it up, she was never wearing the headset ever. And that's why people are like, yes, she was.
Hold on. People wear the headset because she wore the headset during tour always. Like, that's why they wear the headset.
Okay, well, do you think peanut butter's called Jif, or was it ever called Jiffy?
Jiffy.
Yeah, it was never going.
Craig was so ready for me to debunk that one.
So this is like all like the people. So this is like goes along with like the movie quotes that are always remembered wrong. Like it's
Curious George have a tail?
No.
Yes.
No,
he does not have a tail. Is it Sex and the City or Sex and the City?
Sex and the City.
Austin's good at these.
Well, he's just watching that show. That doesn't count.
Yeah, it was.
Does the Monopoly man have a monocle?
Yes.
Yes.
No, he's never had a monocle in the history of our lives.
What? Dude, if you watch Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
It's not in there anymore.
He punches the guy in the face. Yeah. And then he goes, look, it's the Monopoly man. Yeah. And he has a monocle. And he's like.
Yeah, well, he's never had a monocle in the game. Like the Fruit of the Loom one's bad.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want to know it. Or maybe I do. No. Hit me with it.
It's just got like a basket in the fruit picture, but like it's fruit in a basket, but like the basket never existed.
Okay. Well, I have something for, Shazam. Okay. So trivia. Fake Fruit Loops commercial plays for 2 seconds halfway through the video with a fake box spelled with fruit instead of a F-R-O-T. And someone commented, how people are saying this is fake is beyond me because I have an actual VHS tape of the movie. It was made in 94 and it's a real movie. As dumb as it is real. So then prove it. Prove it, little kid, whoever posted this, because I don't see anything on YouTube about this Shazam movie. Prove it. Shazam.
Well, Lucy, you have some splaining to do. It was never said in I Love Lucy.
What?
Yeah, no, it's like, Luke, I am your father, isn't the quote. It's like something completely...
Anyway. That's not true. That's not true.
Yeah, he never said, Luke, I'm not your father. Or, I am your
Luke, I'm your father.
Yeah, that's not what he says. He says something else. And there's like a bunch of movie quotes like that.
All right, we're going to take a quick break while you guys look that up. Thank you so much to our sponsors. Welcome back, Pillows and Beer. Thank you to all of our besties. We miss seeing you guys in person, but fortunately we get to do that December 10th in New Orleans. Get your tickets now. I'm so excited for that. Yeah. Later tonight, look up the Mandela Effect.
I'll be back on tour because I'm sick and tired of not being on tour.
I know, right?
A week ago, I feel like I was in... Houston.
Because we were.
Yeah, that's true. Because we were.
Did you see the clip of the deer walking through the thermal ponds in Yellowstone? I know Nick did.
What's a thermal pond?
It's supposed to be like 300 degrees.
Kind of like an oil spill, I guess, would be a way to describe it.
But they say it's dangerous for like people to walk in, and then this deer was just walking in it.
And drinking in it.
Okay. And so what does that mean? The deer is gonna like grow gills and live under the sea and under the
Or it's
lake.
just not dangerous and they lie to us for some reason.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm calling bullshit. I just see you see stuff like that all the time in national parks.
You guys, I can't keep up with you guys. Nick, you are of the same mindset as Craig, 100%, and it cracks me up all the time that you two are texting behind my back.
We just have
And
our eyes wide open.
oh my God. Hold on. Okay, no. I cannot look up every single thing that you guys say. Okay. So then Craig obviously thinks that pandas can be hijacked and because they have operating systems and they can.
No, they're people
They're not
inside
robots, they're
them.
people.
Oh, right. Okay,
Yeah,
Although
they're
I think the
human
robot thing
spies.
might be more realistic.
I've never asked you this, Nick, and I probably should because you're probably of the exact same mindset as Craig. Do you think that they're people?
No, they're real.
Yeah,
I'm
well, you
not
clearly haven't looked
I'm
that hard
Well,
into
whose
it.
eyes are shut now, you
Okay, do you
idiot?
think the sun bear, do you think the sun bear was a person though? Like the zoo that did get caught putting a human in the bear costume?
But sun
That's what
bears,
this all comes from.
I thought sun bears
Didn't
were like
they?
small.
Weren't they
No,
like
Australia.
so adamant? They're like, dude, it's not a human. It is a real live
Well, they
thing.
put like, I mean, there are like zookeepers that will like wear panda suits so they look like pandas when they go in.
No, I know that. But this is where, so this is where the, well, how I know pandas don't exist. It's the Sun Bear video. Our comments aren't working for some reason. Oh, there's the private chat. Go to this link.
I also think that they probably put him in one because they didn't have one, or one of them was sleeping or something. And they're like, all right, Tony, which of course was not his name. All right, Tony, give him hell, man. Put on a show tonight, you know? Put on that
Yeah.
costume, give him hell. And
Click on
then,
that in the
oh
private
my
chat.
God, that is a 45-year-old man with a suit on.
Yeah, I saw
Okay.
that. Yeah.
That
But
is
okay, do you think that's a
hilarious.
person or not?
That's
Well,
100% a person.
I literally can see where his top half comes disconnected with his bottom half. So I would have to say that. Hold on.
Craig's gonna
So
open his zoo, and
everyone,
it's gonna be all
we'll put
people
it on
dressed up
our
as animals.
no, that's so creepy to
Wait,
me.
hold
So
the
we'll put that on
phones,
our
dude.
Instagram.
Hold on. I think this is real.
No, it is real, Austin. This is where it
Oh.
all comes from. No, like the animal's
Oh,
not real, but they tried. Like the zoo is saying that it's real, and like all
well,
the
that's what
news
I'm
outlets.
saying, dude. I'm saying that I think it's an actual bear, not a human.
Oh, they're easily fooled.
They're 4 to 5 feet long. That doesn't look like it's 4 to 5 feet long to me.
Well, you're easily fooled. The logo on its chest reminds me of the Wu-Tang Clan symbol, which cracks me up a little bit.
That
So
is
maybe you're
funny.
right. It's almost like, wow, be a little more original if you're gonna try
I'm
to
glad
trick
you
us all.
entertain our emotions. It was crazy driving through the Catskills this weekend. I definitely was looking for giants, and I've never done that before. Like I was looking up at the like the skyline, like looking to see if I could see any like telephone poles moving.
What are the giants of the Catskills look like, Craig?
Like big stick men,
Really?
like walking telephone poles.
So now we're talking like some Lord of the Rings type shit.
If you look up giants on TikTok, you'll see it. But everyone that comes out and talks about giants keeps turning up dead.
Okay, I am noticing a very serious trend here where every one of your conspiracy theories in your mind is confirmed because TikTok said it.
Not
TikTok put it.
confirmed, it instigates it.
Okay.
It's
TikTok.
called
It's
conspiracy
called
talk.
being under the age of 25 and making TikToks because you want clicks and likes and it's clickbait. And Craig, it seems that you're privy to the TikTok conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I've been in some dark holes with them. But like, you know, they ran electricity to some of the pyramids. That wasn't a conspiracy. They did find like electricity run to like, I think King Tut's tomb or something.
But like, what they need electricity for? What did King
Tut? That's the thing. Like, some of the technology like around the pyramids is crazy. Like, we actually couldn't build the pyramids today. Like, we don't have the technology to do it.
Yeah, I don't even know how. Yeah, I mean, just lots of manual labor.
Yeah, which is nuts. And there's been more in advancements in technology in the last 20 years than there has been in like the last 10,000 years.
Yeah.
So like, did an alien come like teach us some stuff, or is Elon Musk an alien? That's a question we should all ask ourselves.
That is actually a good question. And
lizard person like, or alien? Or is that the same thing?
He's a mole person.
The lizard people. You've got to know that one.
No, it's a little advanced for me.
Oh,
I thought that it was mole people.
All right, Greg, tonight, look into the lizard people.
Okay, I will. Hey, we haven't done questions from our besties in a while. Austin, you think we should do one?
Yeah, let's do a couple. God, I mean, you guys got me wrapped, dude. My search history now, like, the FBI is going to kick in my door because every single thing that you guys just said, I straight up Googled.
Take the attention off us.
Yeah. God, I'm being manipulated right now. Oh my goodness. Okay. You know what I was thinking of earlier, that I was going to read a question. Like, I had a burning question on my mind, and I was like, I'm going to read this question, and Craig and Nick are going to be like, wait, I don't see this question. And I'm going to be like, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, someone wrote this question, but I don't know. And just pretend that someone wrote it. Be like, Nick, you weirdo. And then get y'all to answer it.
Austin is okay. Hacked.
Just read
one.
It. What, okay, so yeah, what's your exactly. question?
No. I don't remember, man. Otherwise, I just would have read it and not said anything. Okay, but I'm going to choose one right here. I am newish to the podcast, and I've been catching up on some episodes. You two give Nick a hard time when he is talking about bringing a date to his cousin's wedding. So when is it okay to bring a date these days? I have been seeing a girl for a few months. She's met my brother only. My cousin is getting married the second week of December. She's a huge Christmas person. I'm not in the wedding, but it is a family affair. Can I bring a date? Well, yeah, of course you can bring a date.
Yeah, definitely. If you like this girl, bring her. What a perfect... This is actually describing the perfect, like, this is a layup. This is a layup. It's not a weird, like, holiday or too intimate or not intimate enough. It's an event that you have zero control over, and you get a +1, and you're just going to support.
This is what we call an open net. There is not a goalie there at all, and you are right in front of the goal. It's tapping.
Open net. Love that. Nick, why the facial expressions?
Because you love, and also, like, no, Nick, you can't bring a date to your cousin's wedding. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah. Well,
your
date
was different.
Tell me the context.
Your situation was different.
Tell me the context, because I don't remember this, and I feel like we both would have said the exact same thing. Like, yes, I do love to give Nick a hard time, but we love him dearly. But tell me the context, Nick.
Well, I wasn't bringing a girl I was dating to for say. But could be.
Well, yeah,
dating.
This guy's been like with this person for a couple months. That's a long time.
So
you wanted to do it as a first
there?
Date?
Not a first date, but it'd be the first time meeting the family. But I was also doing the wedding, and you guys said that'd be too much for the poor girl to have to hang out by herself.
I do think that this sounds like you were swinging for the fences. Like, all right, let's just like throw her, let's bring her to the wedding. And then, she would have had to hang out solo. You're in the wedding.
Would you have introduced her to your family if it wasn't for the wedding? That's the thing. If you're ready to introduce her to your family, then the wedding's fine.
But I was in the wedding. Well, I was doing the wedding, I should say.
Yeah, you were officiating.
Yeah.
I brought a girl to meet my family at church for Easter. That's the first time that they met.
So there's just no talking, and they're just judging her out how she prays, and she has to be like, do I sing or do I not sing? Like,
dude,
do I put money in?
This gotta be more awkward than a wedding.
Like, I don't
did they hold hands with her like during Our Father?
I don't know, man. You should ask her. It's Madison.
Oh, that's funny.
Literally The first time she met my family, it was at church, and she had every reason to run. But yeah, so Nick, I can't give you shit. Like, I can give advice, but I can't take.
You guys are such your own personalities now that it's hard to remember.
Right.
Like, imagine back in those days.
I know. I agree, and that's
how you guys dated.
I know. That's funny. All right, Craig, choose one.
I don't mean to laugh, but we've all, like, it just, everyone goes through this, but I'm in love with my best friend who moved back home. In love with best friend who moves back home in a year and a half. Do I wait and hope for the best or end my friendship with her so I can move on?
You don't your friendship with her.
But you also don't wait and hope for the best. Like, here's the thing.
You're,
no, I don't think, look, if you fell for this girl, then your friendship means nothing after. Like, if you're not going to date her, then you're not going to stay friends with her because your heart will never be able to handle it. And like, the girl that you date next will not be okay with it. So you might as well tell this person how you feel, because she either feels the same way or she's going to move on with her life. But keeping her within arm's length, but not, I just think it's black and white. You're either
I just think that the way that they positioned this question, Nick, is that you answered your own question, right? Or no, you wanted us to answer this question. Like, you wanted us to be like, what? Come on, man. What are you kidding? You know, do I wait and hope for the best? I don't think there's any person on planet Earth that would be like, yeah, just wait. Just keep on waiting. Don't
waste your life away.
Like, I don't think there's any person on planet Earth. You know that you wanted us to both say, get your feet out of the mud and make a move. Make a move.
Don't.
A year and a half is a long time, my dude.
I also wouldn't break
long
your.
Time.
I wouldn't. I think what you mean by end my friendship with her means that you can't just be friends with her anymore. Like, I think you're basically telling yourself, me hanging out with her as a friend, I can't handle anymore. So no, you don't have to end your friendship with her, but you can be mature and tell her, which, look, 80% of the time doesn't work out, but you have to start putting space between you and the girl who you're in the friend zone with regardless, because you got to move on with your life. But don't be an asshole and tell her your feelings, because who knows? You could be in the 20% where she feels the same way. And then you guys hook up once or twice and you both realize, like, all right, it was the idea that I was in love with, but we get to be happy and we can stay friendly and let's go live our lives.
Last thing that I want to say about this, because we've covered it thoroughly, but definitely if and when you do make your move, make it very known that this time is going to be different than just like a friend hang out, going to the movies. Like, hey, I want to take you on a date as a person of, you know, interest, that I want you to see me as a person of interest. So make it known. Don't be like, well, I took her out and then I didn't know if I should kiss her or not. Well, if you make it known, then all that becomes so much easier.
And then she can either say, you know, I love you as a friend, or like, I'll go to the movies as a friend, but I don't think we should do that. But, or she'll be like, yeah, let's see.
At least the option will be out there for her to say yes or no. Like, oh, I just want to be friends. Or like, oh, I love the assertiveness.
We're going to take one more quick commercial break. We'll be right back with some updated Charleston Rex. Welcome back to Pillows and Beer. Check out www.pillowsandbeer.com for our tour, live tour tickets and some merch and all things Pillows and Beer. Follow us on Instagram, Pillows, the letter N, Beer. Let's do another question, then we'll be back with Charleston Rex. I think it's funny. Thanksgiving holiday's over, but Christmas is coming up, or Hanukkah, or whatever you celebrate, or if you, whatever. You know what I mean. Family time's coming up. How do you handle arguments over the holidays? I know it's coming and everyone handles it differently. Some dive into it and others just walk away.
Kwanzaa?
Kwanzaa too. I have an answer to this, so you can either answer first or I can.
What question number is it?
Six. And tell us if you had any.
Yeah. Well, I have a crazy family, and there are certainly people who love to, you know, argue, and I'm, you know, one of them. But I think, gosh, the holidays. Yeah, my God, we had some crazy tea happen over our holidays. It's so funny that this question comes up, but we're all the same. And I think that with my family, you know, I mean, there's so many people that, like, if I see something kind of, then, like, I walk over to someone else, like, I will get the hell out. I'm like, there are no more arguments happening with me, and I'm done with that. And I just, like, walk over to someone else, pretend like I didn't hear something, and I'm like, oh, wait, let me go get over here. And then, whoop, now I'm over here talking to Aunt so-and-so.
So I'm laughing. I think that's a great answer. I'll say, I muted on my end. Okay, so that's, like, family drama. I got a text from someone that was like, I'm with, you know, so-and-so's family, and the brother's girlfriend is going on an insane political rant at the dinner table. Or he didn't say insane, but he kind of wrote what the rant is, but I wanted to stay, like, neutral. He said it's worthy of, like, an SNL skit. And I said, I think I was on a plane or something. I said, I would point out how inconsiderate, tone deaf, narcissistic, and delusionally conceited one has to be to try to indoctrinate their bullshit on someone else's family at a holiday dinner.
Wait, so this is like a family friend? This isn't, like, someone in the family?
It's a brother. It's the brother's girlfriend who, like, is the first time meeting the family at this,
Thanksgiving dinner. She's not part of the family yet.
No. And I said, regardless of your views, anyone who would do that is nuts. Looking for validation of your personality being based on political beliefs at a fun holiday dinner is selfish. That was my...
That, like, is I true. Just,
yeah, like, that you're going to ruin a dinner just...
Right. Sorry, go ahead. No. There's nothing crazy to talk about. Like, there are three topics that you don't bring up, and like, to try to force your... you know, beliefs or, you know, whatever on anyone else is incredibly selfish at a family function. You're like, we're already, like, there's already probably a whole bunch of shit that's going on, you know, behind the scenes. Like, can we just eat our turkey and chill the fuck out, please? Jerry, without your, I don't know why I said Jerry, without you Jerry. Trying to force some, you know, bullshit on us. Right. Well, I mean, that is one, like, of those things where if you're sitting at the table, you're like, you know, head down, right? Because, like, I mean, we're not quiet people, and, like, we've been trained, like, we've almost been trained to not be quiet people, right? Like, you say what's on your mind, you know, all the time,
right?
And in fact, we should be given, like, a medal when, like, we don't say what's on our mind, because it's like all that we want to do is say what's on our mind all the time.
Yeah, Southern, like, Charm panel at BravoCon was, like, the ultimate test into being like, your guy's job is to never stay quiet. Your job is to stay quiet.
That was,
and only half of you are going to listen to the rule, and the other half has to hold.
Southern Charm panel at BravoCon was like,
no, I mean, look, like, you have to be so delusional to be like, this is a good idea. Like, regardless, someone at the table is not going to agree with you anyway, and you're just going to make people feel uncomfortable. It's a stupid thing. The family drama is funny though, because, like, unless it gets real intense, it always is kind of fun. But I'm like a gossiper too, or like not gossiper, but like everyone loves to tell me their tea, and I fucking love it.
I like have to agree with that, because for some reason I'd like to tell Craig all my tea as well.
Yeah. And then I'll, like, you'll tell me something, and now you started to say, you probably already know this, Craig, this, and you'll be like, how the fuck do you know that? And be like, yeah, I don't know, Austin, but people just tend to tell me stuff.
Like to tell Craig things. That's so funny. And I'm glad that you guys reach out to us with your questions, because we like to, or it makes me feel good, because, like I said, I like to give out the advice. I just don't often take it, but I'm trying. I'm desperately trying.
Well, and the only reason we can answer is because we've all been through it, were way more similar, like Austin says, than you'd think. Austin, we do get asked for recs a lot, and I don't think we've done it on here in a while. So this says, hey, besties, I asked in the line at your show if you could give another rundown on your favorite spots to go to. Shout out. We remember this. It does not have to be long, but could you all do just a quick list of favorite places to eat and drink would be awesome. And then just a couple of fun spots around Charleston outside of food.
Yeah, I mean, wait. Okay, for eating and drinking. Okay. We've given the usual suspects so many times, so I'm going to go out to the box here and say there's Vern's, okay, which is new. There's Chubby Fish, which I don't know if we've given on here before. Maybe we have, but I just think it's such a great place. They don't take reservations, but you should get there early, and it is like a family-style sharing type of restaurant. And then I think, where have I been going to eat?
As Islander 71 is on Isle Palms, and it's awesome.
Okay. And then there's the Royal Turn, which is on John's Island, and Wild Olive, which is like right on in the same street. And then if you want to get a drink before either of those, it's called Monero. So there used to be one that's downtown. It was Sean Brock's old restaurant, but Sean Brock left town, went to Nashville. But Monero is now out on John's Island, out by Royal Turn and Wild Olive, which are both unbelievable choices for restaurants, but which is off
downtown. Yes. And downtown, our usual suspects, Share House, Uptown Social, Dispensary, you know, Republic's there with Leva. You've got Hall's Chop House, 167 Raw, a couple awesome wine bars around King
Warehouse. Street. Warehouse is always a good one.
It's not open yet, but yes. Small. Austin and I are putting our hands in the food and bev basket in Charleston. We can't wait to share that with our besties, because then we'll have a spot to direct everyone to. Reds, I love.
That will be such a good spot to direct everyone to.
We'll do a better kind of paragraph on that, but just, you know, don't spend too much in line anywhere. Just, there's plenty of great places. Hop around. Appetizer hop. Austin loves the Darling. Felix, Leon's,
Blind Tiger is always a good one. Felix, ooh, Felix, Leon's, Melfi's.
What's our place on, next to, the place where our friends work that we always used to go and get drunk, and I sang Frozen on the bar?
Silver
the
dollar.
Brick. The Brick.
The Brick. Okay.
Yeah, yes, we love it. Okay. And then we'll talk about New Year's Eve on a later episode. I have to find out what's going on New Year's Eve.
Agreed.
Single girlfriends coming in town, 20 to 30, somewhere nice dinner for New Year's Eve night. You should go to Hall's for New Year's Eve dinner. There's a million places.
Do you think
they should
make their reservation now, though?
Yes. Going out after that, I bet Dispensary is going to be fun. That would be my call. Dispensary or Share House. Where would you go on New Year's Eve, downtown Austin?
I mean, Dispensary is always so much fun. I don't know if I'd start my night there, but like, you know, in order to have like a champagne toast and to feel nice and, you know, elegant and rich, let's say, as, you know, Paige says, you got to go to Hall's, right? Because it's, you know, it's like a family atmosphere, right? And if you don't have family there, like, you'll leave there feeling like you were just with a giant family all night.
All right. You want to sign us off?
And that's it for this episode of Pillows and Beer. Thanks for joining us, besties. It's been so much fun. We can't wait. As Craig said, we're on tour more. So go to pillowsandbeer.com. Check out everything that we have there. All the updates for Pillows and Beer. And until next time.